Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing
awesome. Good. I got your headlines here. You just pick out the real one, and you're going to the Dent Schoolhouse.
Awesome.
So here we go. Which one is it? Is it A? 400-pound man named Twinkle Toes arrested for selling stolen pork. Is it B, a 40-year-old white guy named Tupac Shakur has been arrested? Or C, 78-year-old woman known as G Mama Hard-On kicked out of retirement home for running prostitution ring for seniors?
I'm going to say A.
No, it's not Twinkle Toes.
Oh. Please be C.
I wish it were C, too, but it's
G Mama Hard-On.
Nope, it's Tupac Shakur.
Oh, okay.
Darn it.
Cops in Johnson City, Tennessee arrested a guy on Saturday on a probation violation warrant, and that is the guy's name, Tupac Shakur. Now, it is notable that this is not the real Tupac. Obviously, this is a 40-year-old white guy, and two, Tupac is not his given name. It's actually Timothy Oliver. He just exclusively goes by Tupac Shakur. It's not clear if he legally changed his name to Tupac, but the news outlets are identifying him with that name, so it seems more like more than just a nickname or alias. Anyway, yeah. When the cops were arresting him, he tried to pull a knife on them, so they tackled him, and they found a bunch of meth on him as well. So he is facing several charges. Time now for another round of the Best Friend Game. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Michelle, we got Mo, everybody. Welcome to the show, guys.
How doing, ladies?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. So we got the two Michelles, but one of you is Mo.
Yes, her.
That works. Do you call her Mo?
No, I call her Shell.
You call her Shell?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is really confusing.
Yeah, Shell and Shell.
So how long have you guys been friends?
33 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Yep, yep. Seen each other through a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Has it been more fun or drama or all of the above?
It's been all of the above.
All of the above, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's always great to have that one person that gets you, right?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
So true. So what do you do when you get together and hang out?
We go shopping, we eat, we make fun of people.
We make fun of each other. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little bit of everything.
A little bit of it all. And what's it? Do we have families, husbands, kids?
I have a husband.
Yeah.
That's Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
That's Mo.
Nice. Yeah. Are there kids?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have 4 and 3 grandkids. Yeah.
Wow. So you've done some work.
I have. Yeah. I have 3 and 1 grandchild.
Wow.
So that I'm raising.
Been on it. That you're raising?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How old?
He's 7. He has autism.
Oh, well, yeah. Honey.
So I'm
raising. Could talk for days.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. So what do you guys do for a living? Do you work?
I'm a stay-at-home grandma.
Yeah, you'd have to be with a 7-year-old stinker like that,
yep.
Right?
Right?
I'm a truck driver.
You are? What kind of trucks do you drive?
Kenworth, Peterbilt, Volvo.
Volvo. 10-speed Volvo.
It is a dream of Tim. He is a frustrated truck and bus driver.
That's so true.
Well. He has always wanted to. So, like, is your route the same, or do you get to travel all around
Ohio,
the country?
Indiana, Kentucky.
Okay.
I used to go over the road, not far, just East Coast.
Are you an owner, operator,
no,
or do you work for?
I drive for a company.
No.
And how long have you been doing that?
Oh, with this company, I've been with 3 years.
You got a cool handle, like hot coffee or something like that?
No, I don't use CBs.
That's old school.
Hot mama. I mean, yeah, yeah.
For a hot Mo.
Right.
All right, so Mo's going to answer a question about Michelle, correct?
Okay.
All right, get on out, girl.
All right, Michelle, we'll see you in a few minutes. So Michelle is going to go off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth, or the quiet room, as we like to sometimes call it. That way Mo can speak freely. All right, we got a little fist bump going on. And now that Michelle is safely out of listening range, Jen, whenever you're ready.
Who in her life is she way nicer to than she needs to be?
Her husband's family.
Her husband's family. All right. Who buys more crap they don't need, you or her?
Probably her.
Her? What's her man best at? Cooking, yard work, or sex?
Yard work.
He cuts a nice grass.
Curb appeal is important.
Yeah, right. That was funny.
If she were to have $1 million idea, what would it involve?
Probably food.
Food of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay. And fifth and final, the question is actually about you. What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done in a truck?
Probably flash somebody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As you're driving down the road?
Mm-hmm.
Not, was he good looking?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'd do it to an ugly guy.
Yeah. I'm not going to waste you do this on a regular on basis?
Exactly. Do what?
Is this something you do on a regular basis?
No.
Just special occasions.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Bring her in.
All right. There's your five questions. Now that Mo has answered all five, we're bringing Michelle back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Mo's. Come on back, Michelle.
Okay. All right. You
better get them right, Bish.
Bish.
Yeah. Welcome back, Michelle.
All right.
I can tell you guys are very close.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
All right. Here we go. The first question is worth $10.
Okay.
Who in your life are you way nicer to than you need to be?
My daughter.
She guessed maybe your husband's family.
Oh, okay.
All right. Question number two.
Okay.
Who buys more crap they don't need, you or her?
I think that would be me.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There's your first $10. Next question is worth 20. Okay.
What is your husband best at, cooking, yard work, or sex?
Yard work.
Yep.
Both were answered very quickly, by the way. She barely got the question out. She's like,
yes, you are. I answered that so fast and she pointed it out. It's like, yard work.
She barely got the question out. Like,
he's obsessed with his yard, really. He is. Everybody knows he's obsessed with his yard.
You got any photos of your yard? I got to see this yard.
Yeah, I want to see how good this yard looks.
Just talking about good. The flowers outside and how her roses were finally growing.
Yeah. We have a really nice
if
yard.
If it doesn't look nice, I'd be really sad for you.
Yeah, he likes to do that landscaping.
Neighbors all drive by that house. That is a beautiful yard. Beautiful that yard is?
It's picturesque.
Yeah, the outside looks nice, but what happens in the bedroom ain't so pretty.
Right.
All right, well, there's $20 added to the pot there. Next question is worth $30.
If you were to have $1 million idea, what would it involve?
$1 million idea, what would it involve?
Come on, Shell.
I don't know.
What would you see going down the road just now?
No cheating.
No. Okay, no cheating.
I don't know.
Think about your passions and things you'd like to see happen.
I don't know. I always wanted to own a bakery.
Boom.
Duh.
Boom. You got
food.
It.
Did I?
Oh,
food.
My God.
You'd be centered around food. There you go. Yes, food.
She said food.
All right.
We like food around here, too.
Okay. Sure. So, listen, you guys are doing okay. You got $60 so awesome. Far. You're now at the fifth and final question.
Thank you.
If you get this right, you will win an additional $40, awesome. Bring your total to $100.
Okay. This question's actually about Mo.
Okay.
What's the naughtiest thing she's ever done in a truck?
We talked about that, too.
Naughtiest thing she's ever done in a truck. Naughty? I don't know about naughty, but I don't know if she'd want me to say that.
I don't know. She was pretty honest with her answer.
Naughtiest thing she's ever done in a truck.
In a truck, Shell. Come on.
In your semi.
Yeah.
In a big truck. I'm going to say.
What can I do in a day cab?
You can't cheat.
That's what I'm saying. It's a day cab. Come on.
I'm going to say she... I don't know if you want me to say this or not. Peed yourself.
Peed herself?
No. That's funny. That's because I had to pee really bad.
That's not really naughty.
That's not naughty.
I mean, that's
so give
funny,
me the naughty.
But
naughty.
What's naughty?
Bad girl.
I would say go down a road.
Go down the road what?
Go down a road you're not supposed to. You just didn't let
Michelle,
you
naughty.
Naughty, okay. That's naughty. You
no,
went
it's
down,
not
I was
naughty.
Breaking
that's
the law.
I'm sorry.
He's too about to throw down.
That's not naughty.
We
Michelle.
Always do this.
Michelle, that's not naughty. That's just bad direction.
Wait, back on my
phone. Mo. Sex?
What?
I don't know.
Phone sex?
I don't know.
All right. Phone None of those answers are right. Mo, tell her what you said.
Somebody. Flash somebody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Flash somebody.
She came up with the answer because Mo just pulled up her shirt. I don't know if you caught that, Jeff. You just missed a good old-fashioned flashing right over here.
Damn it.
These damn computer monitors.
Damn it. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's all right. You still did pretty well. You got $60, guys.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Michelle and Mo, you truly are best friends. Thanks for coming on the best friend game, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.